As you're about to hear, up to 40% of young people with serious depression are resistant to current treatments, medications and psychotherapies like cognitive behavioural therapy. So new ways of helping children and youth are needed. One being tested at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota is called transcranial magnetic stimulation, done in a dental chair, fully awake, using a little helmet with a coil inside it. Dr. Christopher Wall is running these trials. He's a child and adolescent psychiatrist at the Mayo Clinic.
As a hospital-based child psychiatrist, I've learned that many of the kids that we end up seeing in the acute care setting struggle with depression that hasn't responded to antidepressants. These are the kids who are attempting suicide. These are the kids who are falling out of schools and really losing a lot of their grip on the developmental track that they had been on. And in seeing these kids over a period of years, I thought that we could do better.
And describe the lives that they have and what they tell you about how they feel about the world.
A term that's often used by kids as well as their families is that they're feeling crushed. Crushed by depression, crushed by this feeling that nothing will get better. Even though they've tried medications, they've tried going to therapists, they continue to struggle and struggle deeply. One of the kids that we recently had on the unit ended up saying, I just can't find any fun in anything anymore. So they stop going to basketball practice. They stop hanging out with their kids. Nothing has any sort of meaning anymore. And the families watch in desperation as their kids continue to struggle, and the kids themselves just don't feel as though there's a future.
Do you know why some children are treatment resistant?
Sometimes we think it's related to the type of medicine they're using and whether their body will tolerate it. And that's where pharmacogenomics come in. Maybe they were never getting to adequate doses on certain medications. Sometimes it's the stress related to the environment they live in. There can be a whole host of challenges that are much outside of the here's your medicine, I hope you do better relationship.
And what proportion of all children with depression are treatment resistant?
What we found is 3 or 4 out of 10, so roughly 30 to 40%, when given our best techniques and have severe depression, remain treatment resistant.
That's a very high percentage.
It is. That's what left me feeling as though we needed to find new ways to provide very localized pharmacology changes. And I think that's what TMS does. Instead of bathing your entire brain and body in this chemical that you're taking, you can go with a very focused stimulation to an important area in depression, theoretically, and then change the chemistry at that spot rather than trying to change the whole brain's chemistry.
So where did the idea for this come from?
Dr. George and Dr. Post, back at the NIMH, kind of in the late 80s, early 90s, were trying to harness this technique to see if it could benefit refractory depression, stimulate the brain extracranially, and see if you could actually get brain changes or mood changes. But they weren't sure where to treat, and they went over the left side of the brain and said, this looks like as good a spot as any, let's see if it works, and they found somewhat serendipitously that it did.
What is the technology?
The technology is a rapidly changing magnetic field that's provided by a coil that has electricity that will run through it. You can turn it on and off quickly, and then you end up causing some nerve changes, some stimulus to occur.
It still sounds pretty crude.
In its own way, it is, but psychiatry has always battled crude techniques to try to handle the most desperate of situations.
So does it hurt? Do you feel it?
You can, and that's probably the main complaint we get. When that pulse is being delivered, that can cause the skin some irritation, almost the feeling of a sunburn, and a loud kind of tapping sensation.
How do you know which could it?
Some early brain imaging research showed that the left frontal lobes seem to be associated with depression. And so they chose this area called the left dorsolateral prefrontal cortex to try to aim at. And that continues to be a part of what we are doing, to actually look with an MRI and then treat exactly over that spot.
And do you know what the transmagnetic stimulation is actually doing to the brain?
That's a part of where the research is headed. And part of our hypothesis is that you're actually affecting some of the neurotransmitters that are associated with depression, but we don't know how these levels are being affected and whether that is meaningful to the clinical response.
So tell me about the studies that you've done, and you know, who were the children, how many, that sort of thing.
The studies that we've done thus far have to do with children who were not responding to medications. And the first study, we needed kids ages 13 to 18 who had failed at least 2 prior antidepressant trials and were continuing to have very significant levels of depression. And at that point, we would have them stay on their medication, but then apply TMS to see if their depression improved.
And how many doses do they get?
A typical dose lasts for 37 and a half minutes, and the pulse is delivered 10 times a second for 4 seconds at a time. The brain then rests for 26 seconds. And then over a period of that 37 and a half minutes, they receive 3,000 stimulations.
And how many times do they get that 37 and a half minute dose?
They have that over a period of 30 treatments.
And what were the findings?
The findings from our initial trial were that 5 of the 7 children ended up being much or very much improved. And that improvement was noted both on self-report, family report, as well as a semi-structured clinical interview.
And did it allow them to reduce their medication?
Some went off of medications. Some that had actually been struggling with significant levels of pain actually said, I'm no longer having headaches. I'm no longer having this fatigue and myalgia. That's another finding that we're trying to understand more about.
And how long did it last, the effect?
We had to follow them up, according to the FDA regulations, 6 months following their final treatment. And the 5 of 7 continued to do well.
And do you know if you're going to have to give them top-ups, boosters?
That will be something that we'll need to continue to assess.
Now, this wasn't a control trial. How do you do a placebo-controlled trial in this area?
Well, we just received funding to do a placebo-controlled trial, and the manufacturer has designed a 3-coil system where one of the coils is active, one of the coils is a placebo, we call it a sham, where it's been acoustically matched and engineered to deliver a pulse that sounds just like the other, it's loud, and it also gives a percussive sensation at the scalp.
And if you get the same results you got in adults, what would you expect in children?
At this point, it looks as though kids respond more robustly to the treatment.
How specialized or expensive is this?
It can be in the range of a few thousand dollars.
For a treatment course?
For a treatment course.
And what harm does it do?
It doesn't seem to have any lasting harmful effects. The main things we worry about is changes in hearing threshold. Everyone wears earplugs. The other thing we worry about is causing pain, but we've actually seen kind of the opposite effect, where people that had chronic difficulties are actually finding that dissipating. The other thing you worry about is a seizure risk, but that's a very, very low risk based on the current safety parameters. TMS is much more like a dental chair. You go sit in it, and then you go off to your soccer practice afterwards.
Dr. Christopher Wall is a child and adolescent psychiatrist at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota.